Psalm 103 is a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He'll not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like the grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandment to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Should we pray? Father, we thank you for this assuring word that has come down to us through the psalmist, down through the ages. We are in awe, Lord, that your love, your steadfast love, your mercy, your grace, which has been from generation to generation, is ours to know and enjoy in this year of our Lord, 2023. Lord, we marvel that you have been pleased to call to yourself men and women and boys and girls, young and old alike, into your kingdom, the kingdom of your dear Son. And it is our joy to be your children, and to celebrate this Christmas season, knowing you, our great God, who so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. We lift up our hearts before you this afternoon and give you thanks from our heart, that, Lord, you did not leave us in our sin and our misery as so many in the world that we live in are. But you called us into the kingdom of light and you brought us into light. Lord, you turned the light on in our hearts. You shined there. And by your grace and through your mercy, you drew us to yourself. What joy. What great joy to be your children. We pray, our Father, that you would be so pleased to bless your children with health as we end this year, with strength. Lord, as we bow before you, you know each and every one of our hearts. You know our needs. You know our sin. You know our hurts. You know our joys. You know our desires. There is nothing hidden from your sight. And as we lift up our hearts and bring before you, the omniscient God, the all-knowing God, our hearts, Lord, answer the prayers of our heart according to your perfect will. And cause us, Lord, to be willing to be conformed to the image of your Son, that he might receive the glory from lives that are lived to his glory. Thank you, Lord, for a place of worship. Thank you for this building. Thank you for the people who come here to worship. Thank you for your blessings that you have given to us this year. Father, we ask that you would pour out upon Bethel as a congregation your blessing. Yes, Lord, we need finances individually and as a church. But more than that, Lord, we need your blessing to pour down upon us, to rain down upon us. We pray for the peace of Bethel. We pray that as we are brothers and sisters in Christ, as the family of God gathered under the name of Bethel, that we, Father, would be pleasing in your sight, that we would be quick to confess our own sin, that, Father, we would be quick to do your will in our lives and in our congregation. We pray that you would show to us the directions that you would have for us in the year that lies ahead. We pray for the individual members of our congregation, Lord, that they may find here in this place a place of comfort and a place of joy. Lord, many of us have deep hurts, struggles, pain, desires, loneliness, hurts, and you know them. But we pray that you would give us as a people insight into one another, and that we would not just be focused upon ourselves, but we would focus on one another as the church here in Bethel. And we pray that you would help us to see the world that we are in with your eyes. And that, Father, we would love them as you loved us, who were still dead in our trespasses and sin. Work through Bethel to bring about your glory. As we look in your word now, refresh us, even in this Christmas season. We pray for Jesus' sake. Amen. A hymn. Yes?
I don't specifically have a hymn that everybody knows. And I don't know if it's going to be okay, but I'd like to sing it.
Okay. You are a brave soul.
I sang it to my children when they were small.
Okay,
and
good.
And I sang it to my grandchildren. And what it is, it's Christmas, but explain the letters, what it means.
Oh, yes. We know
if
that.
If you know it, go ahead and sing with it. But it's a very old song. I want to say it was by Gene Autry, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
So
we know it.
Forgive me if I get shaky and I forget words, but if it's okay with you, I'd like to sing it.
Sing it.
Okay. Adam, you want to join me?
Is this C is for the Christ Child?
Uh-huh.
Louise, you know it. Come.
You don't have to.
Everybody can sing from where they are. I think most of us will know it.
Okay, I'll sing it by myself. Okay. When I was but a youngster, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day. I learned a whole lot different when Mother sat me down and taught me to spell.
Psalm 124. Yeah. Everybody have it? Psalm 124. This is a psalm of ascent. These psalms were sung as the Jews went up to Jerusalem for the feasts. This is a psalm of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then we would have swallowed us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let's pray. Father, open our minds now to the things that are contained here in your word from David's pen. May it be not only a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, but we pray, Father, that you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, will work within our hearts to understand that which you, the Spirit, desire to say to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I read this psalm yesterday morning, and I'm using this Daily Prayer and Praise by Henry Law. There's two volumes of it, and I've used it before, and I just picked it up because I'm kind of at the end of the year in my devotions, and so I thought I would use these again. And I won't read you all that he says here. It's very short, but here's his introduction to this. All deliverance is freely given by the hand of God. To him let grateful blessings ever be ascribed. Deliverance. Now, we as Christians, we talk about our deliverance, when we were delivered from our sins, when our feet were in a pit in the miry clay, and God, by his grace and in his sovereignty, reached into our lives and took us out of that pit and set our feet upon a rock. And the word says, and established our goings. And as you look at this psalm, as I read it yesterday, it kind of stood out to me about God's sovereign overruling in all circumstances. We tend, if you look at this psalm, just look at it. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, the waters would have overwhelmed us. The streams would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. And I don't know about you, but I tend to think a lot about the troubles, the swollen waters, as the psalmist talks about here, about how there seems to be so much against us that wants to swallow us alive. But don't miss the very beginning of the psalm. If it had not been for the Lord. So, my dear fellow members of Bethel and attenders here, as you look at your life, and I know many of you are struggling with some things, as you look at that, don't forget the sovereign grace of God, which rules and overrules all the storms, all the tempests, all the floods, all the difficulties. Do not miss the fact that the Lord, the omniscient, omnipotent God, if it hadn't been for him, yes, you would have been sucked down the drain. We all would. We would all despair in our lives. But God is on our side. He is with us. And so what does the psalmist do in verse 6? Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey. I was talking to someone earlier about how we can pray a hedge around, say, our children, for example. Ask God to hedge them in from the wicked old world that they live in, maybe experience in their school or wherever it might be. Ask God to hedge them in. Build a fence around them, Lord, and don't let them out. Can he do that? Now, if Truman was here, I would talk to him about fence building. But maybe Tom, do you build fence where you are?
Sometimes,
okay? It's a tough task, I imagine, sometimes, especially like for Truman in Wyoming, in rocks, and where I'm from in Montana, they've built fences with, I don't know what you call them, but they take two posts like this, right? Do you know what that's called, Tom?
Dead man.
What?
A dead man.
A dead man fence. Wow, great. But the soil is so rocky that you can't dig a hole. You'd be months trying. So they build fences like this, and then they string the wire on it. Ask God to build those kind of fences in your own life personally and in your family to keep out this wicked old world so that they don't succumb to the tempests and the floods and the winds and the rains when it all comes beating down. Is God able to do that? Yes, he is. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Don't forget that. And let this psalm sink in clearly to us here, where it says so clearly in verse 6, "Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth." Now, Henry Law had an interesting term there, and I think I can. It was talking about being in the jaws of a ravenous animal. But blessed be God who has not turned us over to this ravenous animal called Satan and his powers. You belong to the king, and the king is watching over you. And nothing is going to happen to you, good or bad, without first passing through that Father's hands, your king. And find out, okay, God, you know, it's a little rough out here, so you know, I could use some help. That's where we as believers, this is my pet peeve, okay? Well, I don't need the church. I'll just make it on my own. Good luck. When tough times come, where are we? I need you. You need me. We need to encourage and pray for and build one another up. It's so important. And I pray that as we enter into the new year as a congregation, we will be that kind of a congregation who has a heart that is aware of what's going on and not just say, "Maddie, did you hear about?" And not say, "Maddie, my wife's got this problem. Can you and Stephen please help pray with me for that?" Okay? Not just make it a matter of some kind of gossip. Well, that's really too bad, you know? I mean, we all have these things in our lives in which we need help, and we need to talk to one another, pray for one another, because as it clearly says here, if God doesn't keep back the teeth of the evil one, we would be given into to the prey. It says in verse 7, "Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers." The snare is broken, and we have escaped. What's he saying? Where were these? Just take birds. Where were they? I read a story about how in South Dakota, when we lived there, one of the early pioneers made a net, and they went out to one of the many swamps in eastern North Dakota, because there were a bunch of ducks there. Okay, and they were able to cast out this net on these ducks and grab them and pull them in. And they stuffed them with salt and hung them in the rafters, and they ate them all winter. Okay? Oh, I'm sure it was fine. If you were hungry, you'd eat it. All right, but what's with these? What's with these fowl? What do you see there? What's the picture? They're caught. They're caught, but
escape broke.
What?
They were preserved.
How were they preserved?
By salt.
No, no, no.
No,
they were brought out of the snare.
What?
They were brought out of the snare.
The snare had a hole in it.
Yeah.
Right? And the birds got away. Okay? No temptation has overtaken us, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation do what? Make a way to escape. The problem is, for many of us, we don't look for the way of escape because we kind of like to be in that net. We like to be caught there a little bit because there's allurement there. Believe me, the world's going to eat you. They will. It'll take you out. So here, how did the psalmist get out of this snare of the fowler? Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Lord, keep me out of, keep my children out of, keep my family out of, keep our church out of the snare of the fowler. Pray it. It's okay. Admit. There's temptation there, and it's easy to get caught up into. And it can be as little a thing of getting caught, like gossip, just getting caught up in it. Don't do that. Get out of it. Notice what it is. Our dear pastor in South Dakota, where we came from, you know, he was such a very young, intelligent pastor. And as elders, you know, we're sitting down with this young pastor and we're talking about difficulties in the church. That'd be people. What? Yeah. No, I wasn't the pastor. I was an elder. And he admonished us, and I'll never forget it. He admonished us to be careful that we didn't slander. It's so easy to slip into that, my friends. It really, really is. And I learned a lesson at 65 years old, or however I was, 60, 65, from a young pup right out of seminary. Don't slip into that. So, this is just a small, small psalm. It says here, the snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. That's our help here at Bethel OPC. Our help is in His name and His name only. Your help as an individual and as a family is in the Lord alone. People will fail you, my friends. I failed as a pastor. You failed as a friend, or whatever it is, as a father, as a mother. You failed. But He, the Lord, is on our side, and He never fails. Never. And notice the very last verse of the psalm. Our Lord, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And He'll move both if He has to, for His will to be done. He made it. He's in charge. And so for the psalmist here, you know, if the Lord hadn't been on our side, what would have happened? We'd have failed. But the Lord's on our side. And as we go into this new year, He's on your side. If the Lord be for us, what does the scripture say? Who can be against us? Take heart, my friend. Who can be against us? Father, we thank You that we can come before You, the Lord of heaven and earth. We come before You in the name above all names, Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank You again that You did not leave us to fumble and bumble along. You gave us Your word. We pray that You would give us a hunger and a thirst for the directions in Your word, and that You would, by Your Spirit, work in us to bring about Your perfect will. Where we get ourselves in the snare of the fowler, Father, we pray that You would be pleased to break it open and set us free. We pray that You would build a hedge around us, Your people, that day by day in this coming year, we will be more and more conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you would help us to become more a people of prayer and less of fretting and gossiping. That you would give us a heart's desire to seek your word for ourselves on a daily basis and to be directed by it. We pray that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, that as we seek your face in your word and in prayer, that your Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth. We ask for these mercies, Lord, because we need them, because we want to obey you and do all things to your glory. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, let's just sing one.